1985. I'm running along the Esplanade with damp hair, in training. I've recently turned 35. My claret velour two-piece, a birthday present from Henry, still looks new. This is the first time I've seen it with my body inside, in motion, and I'm not unhappy with how they look, the tracksuit and my body. Shorts and a t-shirt wouldn't block the chill rolling off the water, even less so the bits of me swelling and crashing. The sea is grey-green, a philodendron uprooted and laid out under dull pearl skies. "That's nearly a mile," Henry shouts. He's in his big white transit van, over my right shoulder, supporting me as he's done every Sunday morning since the start of the year. My face is the colour of a robin's breast, my eyes focused and tense. The traffic, what little there is, has to crawl along below the 20 miles an hour limit. It's not very fast, and neither am I. "You're doing great," Henry shouts, his hazard lights on, before turning to flick the V's at someone in an Astra who revs aggressively and toots as he passes. I'm loping slightly, some pain just under the ribcage, my left elbow tucking in, a bird with a sore wing. "How you feeling, Marg?" Henry shouts as I approach the bully turnoff. "Fine," I shout, panting, clearly lying. I don't turn around. My stitch, my breathing needs to settle. I'm up against the pain barrier, have to push right through. At least that's what my father always told me. He used to run, won the hill race at the Highland Games several times back in 19 Oatcake. The pain barrier was like the sound barrier, and once you broke it, everything would be quieter and easier. Like being on Concorde over at the Atlantic, just after the sonic boom, I imagine. "Yes, please, I'll have some strawberries with my champers, and, by the way, what's the temperature in Manhattan today?" Post-stitch, I'll be supersonic. As it is, it looks like my heart is a jellyfish stinging my chest. "Pick up the pace," Henry says. "Okay," I say. What a pain in my side and chest mostly. "No shame in giving up," Henry says. "Right, thanks," I say. I canter slowly, inside myself, probably trying to put Henry and everything else out of my mind. My vibrating denture plate, ignore that. My ballooning knees, ignore them. The groin chafing, ignore it. The two teenagers laughing at me as I pass, ignore them. Waves foam on the pier. I watch them. The white caps keep going, keep going. You had to be careful around water. On it, under. "That's it," Henry calls. 1.5, let's head back to Dodge." Wasn't getting out of Dodge what you were supposed to do. As in, let's get the hell out of Dodge. I don't think you were meant to head back once you'd made it out. I'm heading north into the wind, and it's much harder by the looks of things. My grimace could launch 1,000 ships, have men jumping from the oil rigs, those poor men. "I think you might be slowing a bit," Henry says. His tone is friendly, but really, what a thing to say. "Thanks," I shout over my shoulder. "You're not helping." I pick up my pace, as if the wind resistance is negligible. My girls, they'll be proud of me, or maybe they won't, but at least I'm practicing what I preach. The trying, that's what counts in the end, and being there for each other, lending a hand when a loved one is sinking, pulling them up from the depths. "We can stop for a 99, Henry says. It's tempting. Of course it is. I nod and seem to be considering a little break. Yes, a Tutti Frutti or 99 would be nice. But then I look at my feet, look at my legs. I'm moving quicker than I was before. Stitch be damned. Stiff northerly, eat my dust. Henry hasn't noticed yet, or if he has, he's not seeing. It probably doesn't register on the transit speedo, but it's registering with me. I'm through the pain barrier. Boom. I've smashed right through it. New York, here I come. Henry has to brake to let a camper van negotiate a parking spot near the bully turnoff. He probably expects me to jog on the spot, waiting, but clearly I'm not doing that. I'm speeding up. Just knowing, just seeing that he's had to pause, puts wind in my sails. I look over my shoulder quickly. Henry still hasn't caught up, and for a second, maybe more than a second, it seems he won't. This must be adrenaline. My arms slicing up and down through the air, my knees coming up higher with every step, leaning into the wind, jaws gritted, pupils dilated. My heart must be going like the clappers, lactic acid flooding my muscles, lungs laboring. But I don't look uncomfortable. Au contraire, my legs are propelling me. I have the Lynx entrance in sight by the time Henry draws nearly level with me. I know the sound of the engine, don't need to turn round.
Jesus Christ, Mark, what's got into you?
He shouts, his voice whipped in the wind.
Want to slow down a bit?
Not really, I shout, powering ahead. I don't want to slow down, Henry. Not now, not ever. I look so light and happy and free.